Blog Talk Radio.
All blessings flow. This is a day that God has made, and we rejoice, we'll be glad in it. And I want to let you know, tonight is that night that Jesus Christ said he loves us. I'd like to just take this opportunity for a moment to just say thanks throughout the year to all who have been with me on this radio station, who have prayed for me, who have labored with me. And remember these words of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. One of the things I will say to each and every one of us tonight as we come, we've got a lot to speak thankful to God for. And we got some people supposed to come on. I'm just waiting on them, but I have to tell you to move on. And the more we move on, I want to tell you, the God we serve is an awesome God. And, you know, one of the things I've come to understand about God, God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's there for us, and he'll just let it be known to us that he loves us. Do you love him? Do you love him like he loves you? I believe somebody does. And I want to just play some music here and just tell you that, hey, God is awesome. He's an awesome God. Amen. And I want to just say, hey, amen. Hey, oh, yeah, take me to the King. Let's see if we can hook that one up. You know, tonight is the night I want to. I got a person supposed to come on, but I'm still waiting for a lot to happen tonight. But the God we serve is an awesome God. And the 23rd number of Psalms, where the pastor came into the word today, the 23rd number of Psalms. And if we can just remember that our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And I don't care what nobody says. When God begins to do what he says he's going to do, he's going to do it. Well, praise God. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes, this is Carnita Smith.
Hey, Carnita. Well, praise the Lord. I tell you
Hallelujah.
What we're going to do. I'm going to turn the entire program over to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Well, this is Carnita Smith, and I am just so excited, and I am so blessed to be in the midst of other believers on the airways and out there on the internet, and I'm just so excited of in being a child or a woman of God and to be amongst the living in a world that appears to be dying. And I just thank God for my brother in Christ, Dr. Hunter, for this blessed program that he has that allows the gospel to go forth and to move out and be a minister to the hearts of many. This has been a joyful day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Something about the word rejoice. When we lift up hands as a adoration of praise to the Father, to God, Yahweh God, who is the maker of all things, when we praise him with our whole heart, not a half heart, but a whole heart, then it's something about the praise of a saint, something about the worship of a woman or of a man, something about giving praises unto God, something about the word praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. And that is what we need to do as a body of believers, is praise the Lord. Praise him with the hands. Praise him with the fruit of our lips. Praise him with a dance. Praise him in song. Just give a hand clap of praise. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dr. Hunter, I just wanted to have a little conversation with you about a particular word that has come to mind, that has been revealed to me. And that one particular word is hope.
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 Hope. Hope.
The word hope. H-O-P-E.
P-E.
Hope. And if you can just elaborate a little bit on the word hope from a biblical perspective.
Well, I will take you. My hope is in the Lord. We start off in the book of Psalms. He said, my hope is in the Lord. My hope, not my understanding, my hope. Hope is not a deferred, but it's a recommendation that God has made. My hope. I hope, you hope, they hope. And Paul said to us, he said it to us so clear. When we hope in the Lord, we believe in the Lord. Hope is tantamount. It's like I was thinking tonight. I said, we got an equal sign. And the equal sign say something has to be balanced. Because my hope is not moved upon what I think or say. Hope is something that has to solidify us to know what God has to say. Now, I will say this in my understanding. Hope does not carry faith. Well, some people say, well, I hope it's going to be all right. I hope the God will answer. That's a half statement. I hope the Lord's going to answer me. I hope the Lord heard me. I hope God's going to bless me. Now, God, he gives us the understanding that putting on a new pair of shoes, hope is like a new pair of shoes. Hope is like a new understanding. When we hope, we believe we got something, but do we make it come more tantamount to the word of God?
Mm.
I will You see, one word says, I will bless the Lord at all times. In other words, I will stay a blessed hope. When we take the word, we say hopeful, hopeless, hopefulness. We start expanding it on. But the real, what I received through the years, it's to understand that hope is there. It's there for us can use it according to the word of God. Now, I didn't bring my sword in here, but I'm going to get my sword because I don't like to not have my sword and not near me. So if you have something else to say, go right ahead until I come back.
All right. So while Dr. Hunter is going to get his sword, then we will continue to look at the word hope. And if we have anyone out there who would love to just be a blessing to others and share with what the Lord has placed on their heart concerning the word hope, concerning the word of hope from a biblical perspective, from a personal perspective, please don't hesitate to call in or to chime in and be a part of this blessed fellowship via the airways on this program. Hope is something that we are to always have, that it's a nugget that we should never lose. Hope is what we have. Hope is something to cleave to, hold on to. Tragedies come into our lives or devastations come into our lives in different shapes and forms. When we don't have anything else, hope is with what we hold on to and cleave to. Now, our hope from a biblical perspective is in the Lord. Believeth all things, hopeth all things, endure all things. Hope is who we look toward, turn to. And when I say hope being capital H-E, I'm speaking of God. Now, as Dr. Hunter put it, he said, hope does not carry faith. And if we are students of God's word, listening for his wisdom through others, he said, hope doesn't carry faith. People who do not have faith in Christ Jesus can still have hope. They hope, as Dr. Hunter said, that this will turn out better than it was. They hope that they don't get caught doing some evil deed. They hope that the funds may be there when they write this check. They hope that the chair does not give way if I sit in the chair. They hope that the decision of the judge is in their favor. They hope. So, Dr. Hunter, have you gotten your sword yet?
Well, I got it, but I'm putting up some other information here because I tell you, that's the most, that word has significance in it because it sanctifies us to the point to understand what God wants us to do. Like you said,
Amen.
My hope is in the Lord. My hope is not in my paycheck. My hope is in the Lord. Why is
Amen.
My hope in the Lord? Because I hope that God has honored me. And it brings us to a door crack where we can say, we can look in and see. Now, I don't see the whole picture, but I do see what I see. And when I see what God is getting me to understand, it brings me to a point to know that this thing that God is doing for me is better than whatever I've done for myself.
Amen.
And the one thing that some people say, well, I hope that the Lord saved me. I don't have to hope the Lord saved me because that was a done deal between God and Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So we have hope in what God has done. But I was hoping what God said he was going to do. God said, I'm going to send you a Savior. I hope he's going to send me a Savior. The Israelites, they prayed for years looking for the Messiah. And someone said, I hope the Messiah is going to come. Well, the Messiah comes. He came.
Amen.
He's known. And he's the way of truth. And when we understand this thing of hope, and this is a this is good. This is good. Because every scripture we have in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, somewhere written there's a word called H-O-P-E. I hope
Amen.
They're going to put it right. I hope the power of God's going to flow. I hope. I believe. And when we come to understanding what God will have us to do, God brings us to a point where that we can take God at his word. Now, I'm being elementary.
Amen.
Because I want us to know, a little child that's growing up, man, I hope she can walk better. Well, she's been programmed by God through the body to walk right. But it's up to you and I, the believer, to help them to get up. They got to help them get the muscles strong. See, once we get the muscles strong, they are strong. We get somebody to believe by coming into the church. You say, I hope she's going to come in. Well, they just can't come to church. I had a man this morning. I prayed with he's a taxi driver. I won't call his name. But he said, you and I prayed 6 months ago that God would get me involved in the church. And he said, in a sense, he said, well, I was just looking. I was thinking. I was just over. And so I just said, that's strange. And here you come tonight, what you got to say? He got 6 acres that he wanted. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Somebody gave it to him. 6 acres, that's a pretty big piece of land.
Absolutely.
So my question was, and what you going to do? And he said, I'm going to put some vegetables on there. I said, he's bringing something back to the land. See, when we got hope, we defer everything we have because when we take the seed that God has given us, it come up again. I hope the seed that I have is not rotten. The seed of life is not rotten. I hope the seed of a job is not bad. I hope the seed of understanding. Now, the SED is what God has permeated between us who believe in it. And so what God has done, as I finish on what he was saying, he said, well, I want you to continue to pray for me. And I told him, I was looking at about 260 acres before I could even pray it out, say that. He said, well, we're going to believe God right now. And I said, wow. Can you imagine if I had 265 acres out of the city of Houston?
Wow.
That I can do for the ministry? Feel heart to heart. Because we need to be able to think, we got to have hope. We got to have clarity.
Amen.
Everybody don't like mathematics. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Everybody don't like chemistry. But everybody got to have some hope and understanding. See, hope to understand, at least you get a C or B in those areas. Because, like that man said, he said, now, whatever you want, some okra, I got chicken up in the raid. He said, he's already bought him 100 chickens already. Wow.
Wow.
Because if we don't have hope to make the land work for us, how's the land going to work for us? We got to hope. We got to be. He says, I said, why is this man telling me all of this? Because he couldn't God's approval on the prayer we prayed. And he says, on this other side of the fence, they have cattle over there. He said, all they were doing is dumping all of that down on my property, just dumping it over. He said, what do I do with that? I said, brother, take it and spread it on the 6 acres so you got some rich, rich land. Amen?
Amen.
I know a lot of folks out there listening to us don't understand what it means, but if you're a country boy, somebody's going to buy some eggs. A egg just doesn't say, I hope an egg is born, but we got to have some hope. And when we listen to all this stuff in the Word of God, see, God takes it to another level for us because God says, he says, in the beginning God created the heavens, and he did this and did that. But all of a sudden he says, not good. God said, let us. He made man. God didn't make a hope. He specified faith. A man. But it's all wrapped up, tied up, downloaded, hope in the Lord. I hope.
Amen.
I hope one day I'm a millionaire. No, I don't have to hope. I am a millionaire.
Amen.
As a man or woman thinketh in her heart, so is he or she.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm here. No, I don't think it. I know I'm here. I hope I'm here. No. Maybe they're going to let me have that new car. I hope they do. No. I walk up and say, I have prayed. I believe God. I lay my hands on this car, and I claim it in the name of Jesus. I don't hope it. I believe it. I always say when I go in there, it's a done deal. And if we had more people talking like you, we'd have a lot to do us. I know it. But a lot of people don't want to have faith. See, we got to teach them the fullness of
hope. Yeah.
It's not so much how we believe, but what we take God's second coming and what God's going to do for us. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And you said, Dr. Honey, you something popped out when you said we've got to have faith and not hope that I'm going to be healed. By faith, I know I'm healed. And
I know I'm healed.
The word, yes, and we know that the scripture teaches us now faith.
Now
is
faith.
The faith. Right now,
now faith
is the substance of things hoped for and the
yes.
evidence of things not seen.
My.
Who faith?
Now faith.
Yes.
Now faith. I like the way you
now.
Said that. I like the way you said it. Now faith. Now faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just say this to you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Evidence of things.
The evidence.
Evidence of things.
Jesus, that's good teaching.
Yeah.
Teach it.
So now faith is the evidence of things, the deliverance, healing, financial blessing, a delivery, a breakthrough. Now
yes.
faith is the evidence. The faith is the evidence of things for.
Yes.
And when we exercise the faith, the size of a mustard seed, or the measure of faith that has been given to you, then the things hoped for will be evident.
Amen.
Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. The word hope with faith brings about the evidence. Show me the evidence. Well, if you want to see the evidence, you got to have now faith. You got to have faith.
Got to have it. Wow, that's some good teaching, my sister. That
Amen.
Is some. I heard about the teaching, but not the way you took it. You took it out of faith onto the table, and you didn't cut nothing. So here it is.
Mm-hmm.
We put this over here, and everybody said, "I want to taste some of that." Well, if you want it, you got to give what you got. You got to come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to come to the table, but nobody want to bring anything.
When we just came off of a celebration of Christ being born in a manger.
Yes.
And when the shepherds came first, before the three wise men, the shepherds came because of the Shekinah glory that came down by way of angels, offering them an invitation. The shepherd in the shepherd's field, they came, they offered an invitation, an invitation to go. And they went. And they found a baby laying in a manger. Did they bring anything to the table? Did they bring anything? They did not bring frankincense, myrrh, and gold. They accepted the invitation, but they didn't come with anything in hand. But they had a hope, and they believed by faith. And so they went, and all they could bring was themselves. That was the gift that they brought to a baby laying in a manger. It didn't take them months to get there. They weren't as far away from the manger as the three wise men were. But they came as themselves. Shepherds were considered the lowest on the totem pole. And they brought themselves to the king. That was the invitation that they accepted. And they brought all that they had was themselves. By faith, they moved from point A in the shepherd's field to point B to the king.
Amen.
And they received by with what they saw. They accepted the invitation from the angels and they went. And months later came three wise men, three kings considered the top of the line. They weren't broke. They weren't busted, and they weren't disgusted. They were astrologers by profession, and they had money because we know they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they went looking for a baby who was born in a manger, and by the time they got there, he was probably somewhat older, tolling around. But they were going to see a king. So by right, in our natural sense, we bring with what they thought, being wise men, they brought gifts, a king. And we know those who study, or maybe somewhat of a theologian to some degree, that those gifts that they brought were a shadow of his burial. They used those things to bury a person. Frankincense and myrrh and gold were things that were used or symbolic to his death.
Amen.
They brought to a baby. But they went by faith, and they hoped to see the evidence. And I just wanted those to know that we don't give up hope, but the evidence is in your faith. And when you exercise faith with hope, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
In Jesus' name, it's a win-win.
I got a lady that just came on a few minutes ago. I'm going to put the other on hold, but I'll come back to the prophetess. But here was a lady, and I know, lady, you have a question that you want to make. Hello? Are you listening to us?
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, put your
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is our Sister Monica Angelus, listening, getting all this wisdom.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Lord. Amen. Amen.
Well,
all right. Amen.
It's good to have you on online with us, and I tell you, when we come together seeking the truth, and of course we know that it's Jesus Christ himself, and when we come seeking the truth, God in his divine power knows how to connect the dots amongst his children. And even those who are not yet his children, and when I say that, those who have not confessed that they are a sinner and who have not surrendered their life to him and accepted Jesus as their Savior. That's the hope. But by faith, through this ministry, I believe that somebody is going to give their life to Christ. Somebody
Amen.
Is hurting out there. Somebody has hope but not enough faith to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that nobody can come to the Father but by him and him alone. And by faith, this ministry goes forth, and we exercise that, and we believe that somebody will accept Jesus as their Savior. And I
Amen.
Just thank God for those who do come online by way of calling in or connecting with us on the internet to hear what God wants them to hear. This is not by happenstance. This is God's divine purpose. I believe
Amen.
It
Amen.
By faith.
Amen. We got a call at line 2557. You got a statement to make?
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good
so
evening.
The lines are open, and God is available to those who want to hear from him. Tender-hearted, faith going forward, and cleaving to a hope that won't fail. Now, we put our hope in different things, but the hope that we put our hope in, if you will, is God himself. He is our hope.
My.
And when we know that by faith, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
And
Amen.
I just encourage those who hear God by the fruit of my lips, that they would hold on to his unchanging hands. Don't let go. Stand firm and believe by faith that all things are possible, that nothing Yes. happens by chance, because he is omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, that God allows things to happen for a divine purpose. Now faith is the
now
evidence
faith.
Of things hoped for. Now faith.
Now faith.
Amen.
Let me see. You got a caller here on the line. You got a question, 5240. You got a question. That's your last four numbers I'm giving. I'm going to tell you whole number, 5240. You have a question or a statement that Cornelia from Heart to Heart has something you want to talk to her about? Well, they hung up on me. That's good.
Praise the Lord. God is a good God.
He's a
and
good
those
God.
That draw, those that draw close to him and draw into him, remember, it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Well, let me, as a co-host to you, let me come in and ask this question. All right, so with all the hope that we have, do we get the assurance of God that we can do what God said we can do through hope? That's
I believe.
Statement.
It goes back to the scriptures that if our faith, if our hope is where it should be, and that's God and God himself, if our hope is lined up with God, with faith, then we will see the evidence of our hope. Those are the ingredients, the evidence of things hoped for, and the substance of things not seen. I just believe that. And I just know that it is so. God is faithful. God is true. He's not a God that lies. And again, all hope is built on nothing less. Isn't that the song? Jesus Christ, righteousness. I believe that's a song, an old hymn that we sing in churches, in the hymnal. Those are some words out of that particular song. Our hope is built on nothing less. Jesus Christ, his righteousness.
Well,
amen.
Amen. I know that somebody's saying to me, if you have a question, your line is wide open. There is no restriction. There is no restriction. Even the devil comes on sometime and try to bluff his way, but we plead the blood of Jesus, and he's gone.
Amen.
And I'm saying to every listener. Speak it, sister.
I'm going to offer up a prayer of encouragement, a prayer of hope.
Amen.
To God, our Father. Lord God, God of righteousness, power, all-knowing God, mighty God, holy God, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would move through the hearts of those who are listening, Father God, that they not be afraid to speak, that they draw close to you, Lord, through this program, Lord God, that you would prick their hearts to seek you, whether it be through this program, through their own personal time with you, through curiosity, Father God, that they would just connect with you. But most of all, Lord, I pray that they would surrender their lives to you, Lord God, that they would come to know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God, that they would want to be a child of God, that they would say, Lord, I am a sinner, and that they would just cry out to you with a whole heart, ready to receive your grace and mercy and salvation, a gift of eternal life. Lord, I pray that somebody would surrender it all to thee, that they would confess that they are a sinner, that they would turn from their wicked ways, and that they would offer up a heart that is so tender to you that they would accept your salvation, that they would not want to perish, Father God, that they would want to be a child of eternity. Lord, we are here for your purpose, none of our own. We are ready, willing, and able to fight a good fight and to encourage those to draw close to you. Lord, I ask this humble prayer in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
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 Amen. I tell you.
Hallelujah. God is good.
He's good.
God is a good God. And now is the time. Now is the time to say yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus. Now is the time. Now faith Have
Amen.
Faith to come to the Father. He won't fail you. He don't promise you a bed of roses, but he will deliver. It's a win-win.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. To God be the glory.
To God,
to God
be the glory.
Amen. Well, the thing
mm-hmm.
he has done. And you know what? Today has been a great day in my life because it's one thing I can say that I knew about Carnitas. When I call, you always respond.
Mm-hmm.
When I ask it, you always respond. You
well,
don't
you
leave
know,
it hanging. You go ahead.
I was going to say, Dr. Hunter, it's an attitude adjustment. And
oh.
when you can have a attitude adjustment, then you know you're always ready, willing, and able. A readiness of heart, a willingness of soul, and able to do with what God has called you to do. So
Amen.
I had to get an attitude adjustment in order to be ready, willing, and able. And once I did that, he allowed me to be ready for the call, willing to do his will, and he can give me, and he gives me the strength to be able. Come
well,
back.
You know, one of the things,
mm-hmm.
amen, one of the things I say, the women of the hour, because it's all going to be turned over, but I want to say to the women of the hour, the love that God has for you, you can't put a price on it.
Mm.
No price. Because through you, our seeds are delivered. Through you, our children are raised. Through you, you present our sons and daughters back to us at the age of 12. Through you, women. I ain't talking about just a woman. I'm talking about the women of God.
Mm.
But we want to reach and tell the untold. And as I promised the sister, the show is for the women. A lot of men want to come in and ask some questions. You're not going to come in and be bodacious, think that you're something who and who and who. No, we are sons of God. And when
Amen.
God has given you an assignment, you got to carry on. You got to. And her assignment is heart to heart.
Amen.
And I've said over and I said, my commitment is for you to get the gospel out.
Amen.
And that's my commitment to the women, heart of heart. So you got a lot of women out there that are listening. Don't be afraid. Big brother's
Amen.
Here. Big brother's here. His name is Jesus. He's here.
Yeah.
He's through, and he wants us. And one thing I will say to the women, without you, America can't make it.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. You women that know God, because the Bible says, call for those women who fast and pray. Call for those mourning women. Call for those women. See, men ain't going to spend a lot of time in prayer. Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
They will some, but some won't. But when a woman is that because she was born, B-O-R-E-N-E, that way.
Mm.
Born okay. that way. Not B-O-R-E-N, B-O-R-E-N-E. Born to do what she does. Because God has made us to know. There's no God like him. See, he knew what he did when he did it for Mary. And this word hope that she said, let's talk about it, hope. What is hope? Hope
yeah.
defers us to what we need to move to the next movement to.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I got seven sisters. And you know what they all say to me? We're not going to sit around you and be quiet, but we got a question we're going to ask. We might not do it over with some things I'm quiet about. I want to know what you got to say. What I want you to know, the time has come. The time we live in there is so slow, but it's moving fast. Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen. Amen.
Carnitas, God bless you. Take it over. It's just yours. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Hunter. Again, we are on that word hope. Hope distinguishes the Christians from the unbeliever who has no hope. I'm going to read from Ephesians 2 and 12. And it says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. And I'm reading from a translation called CEV, Contemporary English Version. And I like this version because it keeps it very simplistic and easy to understand. And it reads like this. At that time, you did not know about Christ. You were foreigners of Israel, and you had no part in the promises that God had made to them. You were living in this world without hope and without God.
Wow.
And you were far from God. Verse 13, but Christ offered his life's blood as a sacrifice and brought you near God. Christ has made peace between Jews and Gentiles, and he has united us by breaking down the wall of hatred that separated us. Christ gave his own body to destroy the law of Moses with all its rules and commands. He even brought Jews and Gentiles together as though we were only one person when he united us in peace. On the cross, Christ did away with our hatred for each other. He also made peace between us and God by uniting Jews and Gentiles in one body. And that ends it in verse 16. But
Amen.
What stood out is that we live in a world without hope and without God. But when devastations take place in our lives, or right in our front yard or backyard, if you will, then somehow or another, those types of devastations or situations seem to bring us into hope. And as long as everything is going good and nothing has happened, then we don't think about God, much less hope. When tragedies take place, pops in our minds. As Dr. Hunter had indicated very early in the program, I hope I get through this. I hope I receive this. I hope I can get this. But when you have God, you don't have to hope, you believe. By faith, you turn that around and say, I have this. I can get that. I do. I will. And that is a mindset. Be not conformed to the ways of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. I said not a few minutes ago that I had an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
And that is so important when you come to know Him, capital H-I-M, for yourself. And then you don't worry about as much. When devastations take place, you don't react as if there is no hope. You have peace. And just as I read in the scripture, Jesus is our peace. And I just have to say, when the mind is right, in line with God and His Word, then the relationship starts getting right in Jesus Christ. All things work together for the good of those who are called according to whose purpose? His purpose. Those who love Him, those who hopeth in Him, those who praise Him, those who worship Him, those who glorify Him, all things work together for the good of those who are called according to His purpose. And I just know that if you believe it, you will see it. Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for.
Now faith. Now faith.
Amen.
Now
so,
faith.
So if you to take something home and hold on to that nugget, hope in the one true God, believe by faith, and see the evidence.
Amen.
In God, believe by faith and see the manifestation of God in your life. Watch Him reveal things to you. But you got to know Him. You got to know Him.
Courtney, you asked a question of you.
Yes.
Okay. I was just sitting there meditating and thanking God for what's going on the program. And so my spiritual mind was taking me back. In the beginning, God created. And God said, let us make man in our image. Man was not born, he was made. I look at the scripture, Jesus Christ, he was manifested. The son that you shall receive shall be called. So we look at the two diadems here. We see the earth. Man was made out of earth. The spirit man was made from heaven. So could it be now? This is a thinking. This is a thought. Could it be that God was taking the fullness of Israel and the Gentiles and bringing them as one according to the word that we are no longer, but we are one in the body of Christ?
I believe from the beginning of time, just as you had stated, that was His purpose from the very beginning, is that we be one body.
One body.
One body. One body. That we all operate together. The hands do what the hands do, the feet do what the feet do, the legs do what the legs do, the arms do what the arm do, and the head does what it does, operating as one body, the whole body. And God sees us. Now, we're talking about those who are His children.
Oh.
He sees us. Yeah. That's a very important ingredient, piece of the pie, that those who are His sheep, His sheep, we are called to operate as one body.
My.
Nobody should be outdoing the other brother or sister in Christ. Nobody should be jealous of the other brother or sister in Christ. Nobody should be hating, if you will, on another brother or sister of Christ. Scriptures teach us against that. That's that. And we should be operating as God's character, which are the good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Joy,
Amen.
Love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and gentleness, and
Amen.
Some others. But these are characters of God. Ooh, when the body puts out that kind of fruit, people will come to know him.
Yeah.
People will come to know him.
May I interject something else?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I know that. Now, this was some study I did. Perhaps you can help me out. You've done some study also, somebody else. But it was said that because when woman was born, she was supposed to be able to have children without even having hymen removed. Everything was supposed to be intact when she was born. I was reading this book I read from two or three different people, and they said it was because God had made it such. So when a woman was a birth child, it was by Adam willing his seed to her womb would bring it out in due time. Could that be a statement in the script somewhere, or just some philosophy that somebody's trying to bring in?
That the womb was, restate your question again.
Okay, I was reading a book and I did this at Cornerstone University. I said that was a time when a woman, when she gets pregnant, she could have a relationship with a man and not touch him. Adam had the authority to will his seed to the woman's womb, and the woman had a right to receive it. And as a result of her receiving the seed, in due time the child was born. But her hymen was never broken. She was still a virgin. So the thing I asked a lot of people, I said, could that be so? That is another hidden mystery in the body of Christ, or just am I studying too deep, or am I going too crazy, or what? Somebody needs to help me to understand. Perhaps I already know. Perhaps I want to know more. Because I've searched the deep hidden mysteries of the body of Christ. So if some of the women out there can help me along with you, Kanisha, I will be blessed, and I'm going to shut up and listen.
Amen. And you said Adam.
Yes.
In Genesis.
Yes. In the beginning.
In the beginning, as we know.
In the beginning.
God created. He created. And
yes.
Eve having children, we know as the normal way of intercourse. Is that
right? That's correct.
Before the fall.
Right. It was supposed to be preordained before the fall, but after the fall, she got something that the man got some curses put on him, and the woman got some curses put on him. But if we bring it into the fact of hope, is it so of this how we live in, or is God bringing a new mystery, or just somebody of me? We read too much, study too much, and understand. Am I making sense?
Well, based on what you read and just trying to get a simple understanding of how a child being born of a virgin, and when we say virgin, you use the medical term to where she was not, he did not have
True.
Intercourse with her.
And, that's it.
And with that being said, now, of course, we know all things are possible with God before the fall and even after the fall, which he did prove that to us through the birth of Jesus. And and even through some other births that took place with Abraham and Sarah. They were beyond years. And so with Abraham and Sarah, who were well beyond years, as scriptures put it, and even John the Baptist's mother, Mary's cousin.
Yes.
I believe her name, and correct me if I'm wrong, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
And Zechariah.
Zechariah.
John the Baptist's father. They were both married couples well beyond years. And if he can have the Holy Spirit fall upon a young girl, as scripture puts it, a young girl who was not touched by a man, for the womb to make manifest of a child, then and then allow two couples who were well beyond years to whose wombs made manifest of a child, then I know things before the fall were possible, all things were possible by God before the fall, just as he proved to us after the fall. Now, I'm not sure if that answered the question, but it just proves that God is who he is.
That's it. You said it. God is who he is. I'm
so
speechless.
I just know that he's all powerful, he's all knowing, and we know he's all righteous.
All righteous. And there is no God like our God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, this program is called because I believe what God is doing through the women, he wants to bring a better understanding of. See, a lot of men, and I'm just going to throw this out, a lot of men don't want to respect the right of a woman. A lot of men don't want to respect the right of a woman has rulership in the house. But she does. I always say this, from the inside to the outside, we both cover each other.
Amen.
One skin, one flesh, one under. Well, sometimes it's not going to always be the best, but it's up to her that can believe that God is doing for us. And I want us to know, as I say to the young women, you have a woman, two women I know, or three on the line and with me.
They
love God with all their heart. They love God.
Amen. Amen.
And they're making sacrifices beyond your understanding.
Mm.
They're up late at night praying, binding and loosening, and causing the enemy to have a heart attack. See, the devil has to have a heart attack. I don't mean a physical, but that a heart, H-E-R-D, so he don't have to move nowhere, no more. See, because what's getting ready to happen, God is getting ready to do something for us and through us, but it's behooved up to us. See, I say this to us who are listening. Time is important. You can take it or leave it. Now, I've been married about 4 days. I've been married 4 days. I say it like that. I try to take as much time as I can to love my wife, to appreciate her. And sometimes I don't agree with her. And you know what? Sometimes she don't even agree with me. Somebody said, well, how is that possible? Because there's a word that keeps us there. L-O-V-E.
Love.
L-O-E. L-O-E.
Yes.
Because when we look eye to eye, you love me, I love you. And just because a woman has a position about her Christ don't mean that you have a low position man. Get in there and do something. You know what God got you to do?
Amen.
I want to hear the women up and say, because, see, in 2014, that's going to be some changes. there's going to be some changes. There's going to be a turning over. A lot of people said they're ready for it. No, they're not. You've heard what the woman said. The woman threw something in the beginning. She said, let's talk about this word, H-O-P-E, hope. Wow.
Wow.
I hope. The president used the word, I hope. The mayor used that word. See, but we got to get busier. And the only way I know how to do it, we got to get the highways. We got to hit the television.
Yes.
Everything they got on the social media. Next year I have it. So who's on the radio program with me? This is not about me. It's about God.
Amen.
Because I want to say we done fought a good fight. When I lay down my last sword, it will be in the side of the enemy. When I lay down my last shield, I have yielded. I fought the good fight of faith, and I've kept it. And now I'm ready. And I want to say to some of the women that are listening, don't be a shy to get on the radio and talk, because we can't see you and you can't see us. I always say to some people, don't be so afraid, talk. Somebody said, talk. No, listen. Because you got something you want to say. So some women out there on the line, you out there, I see you out there. You can call the station, but you listen. That's good. But you need to be an ethical part, because somebody hear your voice and say, oh, you mean that was Rachel? Yeah, that was Rachel Carter. Yeah, that was her. Oh, my God. Rebecca, did you hear that?
Amen.
Women, y'all, help me somebody.
Amen.
Women.
Well, I know, Pastor, Dr. Hunter, you are putting out a call to the women. And ladies, those that are listening, we as women don't have a problem communicating with one another in our coffee room, on our jobs, in our ladies' bathrooms when we're preparing ourselves for a night on the town. We don't have problems communicating with one another after the job on the phone or our cell phones. But those are conversations when we're in our natural habitats that we're comfortable conversating about normal things going on in your day, even the Word of God on the way home, on your cell phone with a friend girl. But if you were drawn into the program tonight and you are listening to the sounds of our voice, have a heart to draw closer to Him. Whether you speak tonight or not, as you listen, and maybe next time when you have a desire to call in, you would be willing to not only just listen, but bring testimony or speak about a revelation that God has given you, or tell us that you have given your heart to Christ. We would love to hear that. And we would love to just embrace you as a family member. And I know women can be shy about talking about the Word of God. But one day, if God has called you to be a preacher of the Word of God, or a teacher of the Word of God, or an evangelist of the Word of God, or doing administrations in the ways of God, then one thing we have to understand, ladies, is that if you have a friend girl who does not know the Lord, then I hope and I believe by faith that you will do what you are called to do as a child of God, and that is to witness to her with tender, loving care and tell her and speak about Jesus, who died on that cross for our sins, who hung, bled, died, and buried, and rose on the third day, that we will have life eternal, that she or he would not perish. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the word. That is the doctrine of our faith, that Jesus died, he hung, he bled, buried, and rose. And we believe that.
My.
You may not speak tonight, ladies, and those who are listening, tonight might not be the night. But we've got 365 days in the year. And it is my prayer, my hope, and I believe it by faith, that one day you will pick up that phone or link in online and pose a question, tell a testimony, or just give a shout out of praise to the one true God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
I'm enjoying myself. Y'all just don't know.
Praise the Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. Yes, God.
Nobody. Yes, God.
My soul says yes.
Yes.
My soul
yes,
says yes.
Says yes. And I will say this with love and kindness.
Yes.
God has an incredible word for us, the body of Christ, to do next year. He's moving us into it. He's repositioning us. You know, it's like a farmer boy say, we went out there and we didn't got the ground broken. See, you got to go out there and break the ground. You can't plant. You got to break it so you can put something there. So God is using us to break the ground. And if we do that, God has for us a great work for us. And a lot of people that know that God can, I know God can. I know God can. Because when I was a young man, I was P-O-O-R.
Wow.
You y'all hear me?
Yes,
P-O-O-R.
P-O-O-R.
And then the word I had, I was PO, P-O. I had to, and my wife would allow me to talk about it. But that was the day I had to, when I nailed my pants, and the back of the button was, the bottom was eaten out, the shoes were all broken up, but I kept trusting in God.
Amen.
I ate a lot of beans, I ate a lot of cornbread, a lot of Polly Pop back in the day,
Amen.
A lot of sugar water, but I made it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because God looks upon the condition that we're in, because he said, I know if I put Cornelia here in this program, she's the producer. If I put Dr. McClendon, she's the producer.
Amen.
If I put
Amen.
Another woman, they're producers. And so a lot of people said to me, because I got women involved in the radio program, I said, you know what? I said, tell you what, I want you to ask God.
Amen.
Why God has all the women coming in? Because women are looking where somebody can appreciate. Let me tell you about a woman, my wife. My wife won't say a word to me when she's upset at me. She just kept me saying, that's a signal to me. You're in trouble, big man.
Amen.
And see, a lot of people who I'm going to be quiet. It'll be all right. But I just have to tell it like it is. See, I've told you I got mad, been mad 4 days.
Yeah.
I ain't got a full week yet, and I'm still trying to learn you women. Either one question I say, I'm going to have a little joy of the Lord with y'all. When I get back to heaven, if God permitted, and I'm back with him, I want to ask one question. You know what that one question want to be, women? Yeah, here's a question.
What's
Father,
the question?
Why don't you put him to sleep when you and that woman got in a conversation? Why don't you put the man to sleep? I'm through.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Amen.
Amen. I got another one of the ladies on the other program. Sister McClendon, and talk to Carnesia. Y'all go ahead and talk.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Praise
Lord.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Hammond and Sister Venetia. I'm listening at the conversation, and just before I came on, you was talking about hope, and I was actually looking in Jeremiah because I was looking up the scripture when the Lord said, "Can these dry bones live?"
Ah, yes.
And I was like, Lord, you know, and when Dr. Harlan texted me, I was just thinking about hope. We have to have hope.
Amen.
Can these dry bones live? We got to begin to seek God and trust God. And as Dr. Hunter was saying, we all came up poor, and
yes,
we had anything. But one thing the Lord stressed to me, and I thank God for it, it's a privilege to hear the voice of God by the Holy Spirit. And he stressed to me, he said, your family was so rich in faith, you didn't know you was poor. We didn't know it. We didn't know we was poor because our family prayed. We all prayed all the time. And my brothers and sisters, even during the time when I didn't know who the Holy Spirit was, I had heard of Jesus. I had heard of the Lord. I had heard of God. I had heard of the Trinity. But I didn't know who the Holy Spirit was. And who was this person speaking to me? Thank God for Jesus, that God knew me when I didn't know him. And he knew what he had instilled in me. And as God began to speak to me by his Holy Spirit at an early age, like I said, I didn't know who he was. And my sister one time, she came to me, and the doctors had told her she had a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came to my job, and she told me, she said, the doctors say I have a brain tumor. And God told me, he said, tell her if she accepted, then it's hers. And so I told her, I said, well, if you accept it, it's yours. So she went away crying. She said, well, why? Told me later, she said, I drove on into Houston to MD Anderson. She said, and I would say, my sister must don't love me. Why did she tell me that? But little did she know, I told her later on, little did you know it wasn't me. You know, it wasn't me. So she went down to MD Anderson, and they x-rayed her, and they x-rayed her, and they x-rayed her some more. And they told her, they said, well, man, we can't find anything. She said, on her way to MD Anderson, she said, well, no, I'm not going to accept it. It's not mine. And when she got there, they told her, they said, you know, after they x-rayed, they said, well, ma'am, we don't know what to tell you. We can't find anything. And so that was God. And I began to praise God after she come back and give me the praise report. I began to praise God for that because we all, like I said, we always pray for one another. And thank God for using me to get the message across. And that's what we are. We are here to let people know that there is hope. There's hope when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've gone through some things, and God uses people and situations for his plan to let people know that he's real. And and also my sister went up, and they told her when we was in school, they was giving those shots to everybody. And it set up a deposit, a calcium deposit on my sister's arm. And so she went to the doctor, and they said, well, okay, we can, he said, I got good news and bad news. Which one do you want? My sister said, hey, it's all news. So my sister, he said, well, the good news is we can take the knot off, and the bad news is we may have to cut your arm off. My sister pulled her chair up as close as she could get to the doctor's desk, and she said, look, doc, God didn't tell me nothing about getting my arms cut off. They going to stay attached, and you leave them right there. You can take this knot and do whatever you want, but my arms still attached. And my sister has that testimony today. And I just thank God. I thank God for hope. I thank God for what he is doing even in our lives right now. And those who are listening, they can have hope as well. You know, whatever situation that they're going through, you can trust God. You can trust him. And a lot of times we have plans for our lives, but God has a better plan. And if we just wait upon him, and I know sometimes the wait is what's you know, will get to us because it seemed like he's not doing anything. But oh boy, after God has stepped in and
Hallelujah.
Things began to take place, we can shout like a woman gave birth to her children. So it's just
Amen.
A blessing. And like Dr. Hunter said, we all came up poor, but thank God for Jesus because we're rich in faith and he increases
Amen.
Us as we go along. God just
Amen.
Gives God the glory for that.
Amen. God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
hold
so
on
much.
The line. Amen. Y'all hold on. You know what? I got a text from a lady, and you know what she said? The reason why God put Mary to sleep, he couldn't take the pain.
Well,
you know God what? She wasn't lying. I said, ooh, I ain't looked at it from that standpoint.
well, yeah. God, you know, and God showed me something about that too a while back when I was always praying to God. And he said, didn't I put Adam to sleep and did surgery on him without a scar? You know, so yeah, you know, God knows what he's doing. He put him to sleep maybe for a few reasons, you know.
That's
so
right.
we just thank God for that, you know.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, y'all go ahead when y'all have some fun. We got some more people supposed to come on, but you women are doing a great job tonight.
Praise
y'all
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ooh, look what y'all set up the file. That's one word, H-O-P.
Yes. Oh.
Yes. And I tell you, you are right. You are right, sis. When we lose hope, then what do we have? And hope is a good thing. And I thank God for the ability to have hope. And I tell you, when we maintain hope, and even as you said, when you were coming up and Dr. Hunter was coming up as well as myself, I can only assume because, again, God saw fit to me to be a military brat, so I'm not real sure what, you know, not having is because we were moving around. So, but if I talked to my mother, she would express to me some of the same things that you shared and Dr. Hunter shared about being raised with certain things that we thought we were poor, but as children growing up, in that kind of lifestyle or that way, we didn't know no other way but that way. And I just thank God for believing in all things and hopeth in all things and allowing him to be our provision, allowing
mm-hmm.
him to be our way maker, allowing him to be our restorer, allowing him to be our plenty, even when it looks like we have less or not as much.
Amen.
But
Amen.
He is our way. He is our faith. He is our all in all. And just as you said, sis, that when you realize that Jesus, whether you heard mama singing or heard the preacher preaching or attending our Sunday school classes and Jesus' name just resonated in our ears and it was something that the Lord wanted us to be raised up in and knowing the name of Jesus. And then as we grew older, then Jesus is the way and Jesus became our life and now we know we're heaven-bound because we've allowed salvation to live inside of us, and we now hold on to a life of holiness, being set apart from a world that we have to live in, and then we start ministering the good news of Jesus Christ in the ways that God has given it to us. So now it has become a journey for us. All
Amen.
We can do is give praises to the Most High God. And I am just so in awe of him, and I am in like-minded, of course, with you, sis, as you explain, hope is a necessity.
Amen.
That we hold on to.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
We got another
go ahead.
I have a lady by the name of Sister Brenda. Lips, are you there? Brenda?
Hello, Sister Brenda.
Okay. Talk to your sisters. Introduce
Hello,
yourself
Sister
to them.
Brenda. Are
Hello?
You there, Brenda? Well, maybe she'll come. Maybe she'll.
Maybe she'll
come
tune
in
a
little later.
A little
mm-hmm.
bit. You know, I appreciate those words that that you've
Amen.
Given us, and you and as well as because God is, you know, God is so awesome. He didn't make
yes.
everybody the same. And so,
Amen.
As you say, you was a military brat, so you didn't experience the things that we experienced, and that's for the glory of God. And
Amen.
And the thing about that is because we can all share alike, even though
yes.
you experienced those things and we experienced
yes.
what we thought was poor when we was actually rich, hallelujah. We were actually rich in faith because we're still here now talking about it and giving God the glory. So what
yes.
God is doing actually is bringing us together for such a time as this. And as
yes.
well, God is allowing us to share our experiences, and not just for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but for others. And
for
because
others.
Of your experience, we,
mm-hmm.
like I said, we were rich in faith. We didn't have all the
yes.
the glamour that people had, which was a good
Amen.
Thing because we
Amen.
Didn't need it at the time. God is elevating us to that level to be
mm.
more appreciative when he does that in our life, because God allowed some people to have that, and they didn't
mm.
know how to appreciate it like a spoiled
yes.
child. So
yes.
they destroyed it, and they squandered those things that God. So I'm glad that we didn't have it. I'm glad
Hallelujah.
That he's elevating me at a time when I now understand and be more appreciative of what he's blessing us with. And
wow.
so that's the blessing in that we are able to share, because some people become so proud that they
yes.
don't know how to share and give God the glory for what he is doing and has done in their lives. So it's just truly a blessing that we can all
Amen.
Come together and share this so others may hear and know that, hey, even though you may have more shoes than me or whatever, you have more than I have,
yes.
We shouldn't get proud with that. We should be able
Amen.
To share with one another, and then walk in the ways of Christ with whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just truly, truly a blessing. So
Hallelujah.
You know, I look out at people, and I see people that, especially even like the lottery, people win that and they're so miserable. But I rather wait upon the Lord and let him bless me according to his plan. And once God bless me, I always tell people this, pray and ask the Lord, because I learned along, God taught me that whatever he blessed me with, Lord, you be the head of it. Help me to use it wisely, because
right.
I don't want to become proud and forget God. So,
yes.
you know, so it's just truly a blessing that God is working in our lives. And he's working all over the globe, bringing us together, like I said, for such a time as this, to share our experiences that
mm-hmm.
others may hear, that you don't have to do this or that to get what you want or what you need. Because God said he'll supply all
you
need according to his riches and glory in Christ.
Glory.
He said he won't withhold any good thing from us. So
yes.
we know, and we know that he won't. So all that we don't have now, we can look forward to it if it's in his plan. And if it's not in his plan, thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Amen. Well said. Well said, sis. Well said.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, Dr. Hunter, have any others joined in with us?
Well, they're coming in and off. They kind of hear, they say, ooh, this is potent. So I just say to you, woman, y'all got another 35 minutes to be on, and I'm going to tell y'all this. Don't tell them what I told you. But y'all been on for almost 3 hours. That's a blessing of God.
Blessing of God.
God. Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
Y'all already got 1,500 people across the world listening.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Praise the Lord.
But you know what I'm asking God for? The radio station, 1 million a day. And out of that, at least 100,000 get saved.
Amen, amen, amen. I pray that as well. I really do, because I get so, my heart grieves to see people losing their lives over things, and those who don't know Christ, it just grieves my spirit. It really does. And I was telling God, I said, Lord, what can we do? I'm tired. I'm tired because of people losing their lives. They don't know Christ. And you know, I was talking to the Lord, and I was expressing my concern, and the Lord shared this with me. He said, a lot of these children are born out of lust and not out of love, so they don't have any love within them. They have to be taught this thing.
Wow.
Because when you're not born in love, you don't know love. You don't know what love is. Love is not even in your household. So you have to learn that. They have to teach them that. And so I was like, wow, that's a word. They're born out of lust. And so they have no love within them, because all they know is lust, and their household is lustful. So these children have to be taught that. And I thank God that we were born in love, out of love, and that our parents raised us in the way we should go. They planted seeds within us, and we didn't forget that. Now we're carrying it on and want to tell everybody else the good news. We want to share with everybody, you know, that none may be lost. But we know that everybody is not going to come on board. But we have to do what God called us to do at such a time as this. So whatever God put in our spirits, that's what we do. And so I know even with my job, God told me before he gave me my job, and that's what I tell people too, ask God, he know where you should be even at this time. We are here together, and God knew this, purposed and planned it. So God know where you should be even at this moment. So I tell people, pray and ask God, what is it that you want me to do? Where you want me to be? Where you want me to have a job at? So that way you can, I want you to get all the glory out of my life.
Yeah.
I want you to receive the glory.
Yeah.
And so when God gave me my job, he told me, he said, don't look at the money. I didn't send you there to make money, but to talk to my people when I send you. I said, okay, Lord, I accept that job. Some listened and some didn't and some died. And I'm like, man, my heart grieved. But God let me know they didn't want me, the ones that died.
Yeah.
They didn't want me. The ones that are yet living that I had you to go to, they're living and they're rejoicing. They came back like the one leper. They came back and began to praise the Lord. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know,
amen.
So our work is not in vain. And the Lord said, hey, you can work for me anytime. I won't overwork you and I won't underpay you.
Mm.
So, you know, God is good. God is good. And it's a privilege to work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I always tell people, this is not my job. I work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. Amen. That's what he tells us to do.
Yes.
Work as though unto the Lord.
Amen.
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 Wow.
Amen.
I like what you said when you asked, you said that, you know, and he tells us to seek and we shall find.
Yes.
Knock and the door shall be open.
Yes.
Ask and it shall be given unto thee. Such a simple principle to do.
Yes.
But so many of us won't even exercise that principle.
Right.
And we live in lack of all that the Father has and wants to give.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
That is so awesome, because as I was getting ready to set up for the program a couple of days ahead, some people drove by. And some people that I knew from school, they drove by and they began to talk, and I began to tell them that God is getting ready to do some new things in the area. And a couple of days later, one of the young ladies called my sister. She said, you know, she thinks she's doing it on her own because she don't know. She said, well, I'm quitting smoking, I'm quitting drinking. I'm like, man, Lord, you work fast, you know. And it's just, you know, just hearing that is a blessing, you know? It's just hearing that is a blessing. Because I said, well, if you don't want to hear it, don't come by my house. Because this is what I do. This is who I am. This is where God positioned me, even as a child. God had to place what's in us now within us, because that's the only way it could get there. The Word drew us. it drew us even from the beginning. And so we are truly blessed. We're blessed to be able to serve God in the way that we're serving Him, giving Him all the glory, even on the job, off the job, at home, even now. And so it's just a blessing to be able to do that.
Wow. It sure is.
Amen.
It really
Amen.
Is. Amen.
Well, I want to ask a question right now because I got a phone number here, 832-7371-5240. You've been on a long time. You got a word you want to say? Hello?
Amen.
Okay, we keep moving. Okay, ladies, y'all go ahead, finish up. Y'all keep talking.
Amen. Amen. I'm just glad whoever you spoke to call that number out to, I'm just glad that they're listening because it's
yes.
something, you know, when even a person will listen, you know,
yeah.
even when they will listen, that is a good thing when you're listening to the Word of God. I was speaking to, God sent me out to speak to a young man. I was talking to some other people, and this young guy, I spoke to him, and he said, well, and I was telling him about God, and I said, oh, he said, well, I don't believe in that. I said, well, that's okay. I said, well, what do you believe in? He said, well, I just believe in nature. And so he said, but I'll listen. I said, well, I appreciate that. I said, just
listen.
You listening. I said, I appreciate you listening. And you know, because God, and when you're listening and watching God work, something got to happen.
Amen.
Something has to happen. So I told him, well, I appreciate you listening. And, you know, he said, yeah, I won't turn a ear and say, I'll listen. I said, well, I appreciate it. So I let him know, hey, even if you just listen and don't have anything to say, I thank God for that. I've met a lot of people. God has sent me up to a lot of people, and I was talking to a guy. He was from another country, and he told me, he said, well, we offered him a tract, and he said, well, I don't read those. And I said, well, okay. And he said, but my son goes out to the park with these people with drugs. He said, I want to keep him away from there. I give it to him. I said, okay. God said, well, tell him he got to read it. So when his son come to him, he'll be able to explain it to him. So I said, well, you read it. I said, so when your son come to you, you'll be able to explain it to you. I did what God told me to do. And God said, well, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, while he's reading it, I'm going to get into his heart. And when you kill his son, I get him too. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. God is
mm-hmm.
so good. God know how to feed his people. All we got to do is go. That's all we got to do is go and open our mouths. God will feed his people. He know how. And that's another thing. I always pray. I said, Lord, you know how to feed your people. You know what they need at this particular
yes.
time.
Yes.
I will
yes.
go. I'll open my mouth. You speak. And
Amen.
So that's what God is doing with all of us. He's feeding his people. And even as those who are listening, even if they don't know what to say or don't have anything to say, we thank God for them listening because
Amen.
That's even a blessing for them to be a willing participant and listen. So we give God the glory for that. We thank God for those listeners.
Praise God. Praise God. We sure do. I tell you, when he says, what's that? Slow to speak and quick to listen. More listening,
no.
two ears and one mouth.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
I think that was a gift that God gave me before I was a little. I had the gift of gab, but it was in the wrong way in the,
mm-hmm.
my day prior to salvation. Worldly, quick tempered, mm-hmm. and I didn't understand what the mouth was supposed to be used for. So I used it according to my will and not His will.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I started coming to know him as a babe in Christ and started seeking, all of a sudden my mouth went dumb. Yeah. And it didn't completely stop speaking, but I learned how to zip my lip and become more of a listener with
mm-hmm.
both ears. And the more that I listened to him and listened to others and read the Word of God, and as it spoke to me off the pages, and I became a intense or a tentative listener, then he started feeding me and growing me and watering me, and then the mouth lined up with what I heard. And
Amen.
Then the And then I no longer became afraid or timid or kind of shrieked back or cowered back because of what I may have said that may not have been right. But I became a more listener, and then when I listened to God by way of the Holy Spirit or the pages of the Word or a preacher or teaching and through music, I started hearing his voice. And then when he says speak, then you speak.
Right.
And so then the mouth became the vehicle for God to be used, to use me in order to spread the gospel.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Now I understand, said the blind man. You know, now I
yes.
see the,
mm-hmm.
that I, now I know why you gave me the gift of gab. I was using mm-hmm. it for the wrong reasons, and until I can get everything lined up, then it was being used as now for the right reasons. And, of course, that's to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And and as you said, this is a way of life for you, sis, as well as myself. And then
uh-huh.
there are those who do not want to receive or hear with what you have now to say because it's a way of life for us. And I get that quite a bit from my children. And they don't want to hear what Mom has to say in by way of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And so they turn a deaf ear to me at times. Well, I'd say probably more times than not. But I continue in speaking with what the Lord has to say through me that they would come to see the error of their ways.
And during
those times. And so that they can know when situations, storms, troubles come your way, because they come in, then you will know how to call on the very name of Jesus Christ and trust him and walk through this storm by faith and believe that you will get to the other side, just as
Amen.
Jesus proclaimed when they were in the boat. We get in the boat and let's go to the other side.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you know, even as you speak those things, when your children don't listen, you just keep speaking the word. And a lot
Amen.
Of times what we have to do is we have to get in a quiet place and begin and take that before God. Go in your own closet and take them before the Lord and speak to him about them, and he will deal with them. A lot of times God allows things to happen in your children and so forth and so on. So that way it keeps you coming to him, and it brings you closer to him, because now I've got something I've got to keep coming to you with. These children are rebelling. They don't want to listen. But, Lord, here I am. And so it just keeps you coming and keeps you closer to the Lord, because you've got to keep them in prayer. And even with that, a lot of children do rebel, but we have to pray for them. We have to keep taking it before God and let God deal with them, because he has to open their eyes like he opened ours.
Amen. Amen.
And so that's the blessing, because we wasn't all, like you said earlier, we wasn't always there. We used our mouth for other things. And,
yes.
and that's a blessing within itself, because we're still here.
Amen.
To tell the story. We're still here to tell the story. And God wants us to know that he did this, not us. When he changed us, when he began to deliver us from these things, we can go and praise God and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for using my mouth as a tool to give glory to you and to speak the gospel.
Amen.
So we give God the glory for that. We thank
Amen.
Him for it, for allowing us the opportunity to see his glory, see him working in our lives. Because, yes, we were born in sin, so of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to say some things, we're going to do some things, but thank God for right now. We give
Amen.
God the glory for what he is doing in our lives, and that he allow us to be a friend,
mm-hmm.
no longer a servant, but a friend of his. Because a friend is a friend of his. He tells things. A friend
yeah.
knows, you know, and so we just give God the glory for that.
Mm. Some of the things that we have touched on tonight, and I'm not sure how much more time we have, but coming up on the coming up on the heels of our program, the things that we have talked about tonight, one being hope. What were some of the other things we brought out tonight during this program? Hope being the umbrella, and up under that umbrella, we touched on listening,
uh-huh.
being a good listener, and what uh-huh. else, sis, we
talked on being a good listener. We talked about how testimonies. Of course, we gave glory to God. We gave testimonies of what the Lord has done in our lives.
Amen.
You know, and it's just tonight has truly been a blessing. And
amen.
Like you said, a hope, and those people who are listening can have hope. Those who sometimes don't know what to do when you have, like you said, children and our rebellious ways when we were coming up, our tongue wasn't quite right. But we thank God for thank God for right now for what He's doing in our lives, and even those who are listening, we give God the glory for them as well. So
thank you, Lord.
They may know. Even though nobody is perfect, but we're walking toward perfection in Christ.
Amen.
We're trying to do what God have us to do at this moment, you know, in our lives. And we want to spread the gospel to others. We're like John the Baptist. We're a voice crying in the wilderness, wanting people to know what we've gone through. Everybody has gone through something. And we can come together and begin to tell others our trials and tribulations, so they may know there is hope. If she went through that, and she's talking about Jesus Christ, I need to try it. I need to try Him and see. Try Him and see that He's good. I tell you, God, He's good.
Amen.
Well, you know, as y'all was talking a few months ago, a lady sent me a text. She says, the first thing we need to do is they need to give the children back to God. They are given from, so we need to give them back to God.
Amen.
That's what somebody sent me. The prophet sent me a text. Voice is kind of hoarse, but it makes sense. We need to give them back to God.
Amen. That's right. They hear us anyway. They hear.
She said our children are a gift, and we must first learn to give them back to God.
Amen.
I like to put it like this. We hold things with a tight fist.
Uh-huh.
And when we hold on things tight fisted, we seem to not want to let go. There's some tension there. It's a tug of war between what's got them on one end and what we're holding on to them with another on our end. But when we hold on to those things, our children, with an open hand, then that lets us know that God got them.
And you have to pray and ask God to help you let them go, because you know what? That's what Abraham did. Abraham trusted God, and he when God took offer your son up as a sacrifice, and he trusts God. So you have to pray, because it's not easy to say, well, you know what, I'm just going to let them go. That is easier said than done. But you have to pray, go to God and ask, Lord, help me to let them go to you. Help me to bring those children to you and let you, you know, you have to pray, because it's easy to say it. Anything you can say out of your mouth, but it's not so easy to do. So we have to pray and ask God, Lord, help me not to worry. Lord, help me to bring my children before you. Whatever it is, the Lord said, whatever you need, bring it to Him. Bring it to Him, and He can do it. So, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to pray and ask God, Lord, you take these children, Lord, and begin and be sincere with it. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It has to be effective. That's the thing, effective prayer. Not just praying. Your prayer has to be effective. And so when you go to God in sincerity, God answers. He answers that prayer. I know a gentleman asked me one time, God had sent me to a place. into an unemployment place, and a gentleman was in there, and it looked like the place was packed. I've never been in the place where it was packed, and it was packed at this particular time. And so I said, Lord, where am I going to sit at? And I looked around, and I said, and the Holy Spirit said, sit over there by this guy. I said, I'm saying no, but the Holy Spirit is, we going back and forth. And I found myself sitting there. The Holy Spirit going to win, and God going to always win. So you might as well just go ahead and do it. And I sit there by the young man, and he said, you know, he said, man, every time you come there, he started with a conversation, but God had my mouth closed and I couldn't speak.
Yes.
So as I began to sit there and talk to him, he said, yeah, my wife is leaving me, and my kids want my wife to come back. He said, but she said the man that she's leaving me for said he loves her. And God said, told the man, he told me, he said, tell him, if he loved her like he say he do, he wouldn't have taken her from her family. Mm-hmm. And he said, ma'am, I need you to come talk to my wife. But by that time, it was over with. God was gone. You have to catch the spirit while it's moving, you know. And that's what we all have to do.
Yes. Amen. 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 Mm-hmm. I tell you, God is good. I am just super excited on how we have come together to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And how we can, you mentioned some things, and as you were speaking and testifying to the goodness of Jesus Christ, I took some notes, and I take notes, and one thing we started the program off was with hope. And then we moved into being a good listener. And then we moved on down into testifying about how good he was in our lives, in our families. And then you moved on down into, we moved on down into growing and going and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we moved into fellowshipping with God and fellowshipping with believers of Jesus Christ, and having that intimacy with him and with one another in order for us to experience God, and having this time together on the airways and as others call in and via text or just online or call in just to listen to the program, we're fellowshipping one with another. And we have gathered together for what? One reason, and one reason only, and that's Jesus Christ. And then you end it with prayer, with praying. And we have to come to a place in our lives to where we become a effectual, fervent prayer, sincere prayers, because those kinds of prayers do avail much.
Yes.
And when prayer goes up, blessings, they just come down. And so we've covered a lot of territory tonight in our program from the top to the bottom. But we're always on top with Christ. And so I am just basking in all that he has fed us with tonight.
Amen.
I'm a full Christian, you know, from eating on the very word of God. And that's what he wants us to do, is to drink more of him and eat more of him by way of his word, and drinking the living water that keeps us full.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
This has been such a beautiful ride tonight.
Yes.
And I
wouldn't
have wanted to miss this for the world.
Well,
and I just
you,
thank God
another,
for the... Yes.
There's a text that came in and said, wait a minute, are they believing? Yeah, they said, are we believing that we are speaking? Yes. Are we believing that we are speaking? Yes. So they said, do we not believe that God can take care of them? He gave them to us. And they sent the next text, said, are we believing what we are speaking? Yes.
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 Yes. We're not speaking just to be speaking. We're speaking because God called us to.
Amen.
We're not speaking just to be speaking. We're speaking because God has given us these things to speak, and because we're sincere.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My, my,
the word,
my.
the message, the proclamation of God is for others to hear. He's using his earthen vessels to speak through. We believe by faith that you receive with what God has for you through us. Because we know you are listeners and we know that you have a testimony, and we believe by faith that you will grow and go, and we hope that you would fellowship with us someday, and we pray that you will be on fire for the Lord. These are things that we covered tonight. So whether we believe on with what we're speaking about, we speak with a zeal of God's word. We are passionate about what we're speaking about. We have been empowered by God for others to hear with what he wants you to hear. Now, again, we believe by faith. And the bottom line is, do you believe that God has your children, that God has somebody's child that may be wayward or that may be questioning some things right now? Have you let go your child if this is the issue? But not only the children, but have you let go of those vices that keep you in bondage, whatever it may be? So if it's bitterness or unforgiveness or not trusting God, whatever that is that keeps you in bondage, do you believe that you can be set free?
Amen. Amen.
So we proclaim the truth about Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. And so we proclaim the truth, but it's up to you to believe.
Amen.
With the
That's
measure
right.
of faith that has been given to you, just believe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that is, I agree with you, sister. I agree with you so wholeheartedly. And that's what God is looking for in this day and hour is true believers, and that's why we're here. And if a person has a question about it, try them for yourself. You don't have to believe anything. Try them for yourself and talk to them. Read your Bible and try them for yourself and see that what we're saying, God will open your eyes to it. Try them for yourself. That's what I can tell you. Try them for yourself. We all tried him, and we found out that he's good. And that's why we're here speaking the true word of God. It's real. It's real. We can tell you that. Try them for yourself.
Praise the living God.
Tell you, this may complete our program for the evening, or am I wrong? Or must we close out in prayer, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, good. You got six. Got 5 minutes. Let me say this here.
Yes,
the person sent me another text. Then we as believers, we must get others to believe, and yes, I am a believer, with
Amen.
No doubt. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say this.
Amen.
I'm going to let you women close it out, because I've been blessed by obedience to God.
Amen.
I didn't know how this situation was going to move forward, but I see God moving. Not what I want, but what God wants. And I prayed, and God will send one of y'all in. And I got to send y'all some information. But I want you to know what God is raising up. It's a mega radio station.
Amen.
And those who feed into it, God will bless it. And so I say this, and I'm going to close it out with Cornelius, since you've got it. It all belongs to you through prayer. Close us out. We've got 5 minutes. Close us out. It's on you. Praise God.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sis.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night thanking you for for allowing us this opportunity to speak to your people, dear Lord God. Thank you for placing the word within us, dear Lord God. Lord, we know you know how to feed your people. We pray that those who are listening, dear Lord God, that they receive the word tonight, dear Lord, that a seed was planted, Father. Father, we thank you. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for those who are depressed, dear Lord God. We pray for those who have troubled homes, Father. Father, we give you all the glory, and we thank you for allowing this station to be on, dear Lord God. Wherever you are going, dear Lord God, and wherever you are taking us with this station, we pray, dear Lord God, that we just keep going forward and doing your will, dear Lord God, that you place it within us, that whatever you are calling us to do, dear Lord God, that we do it and you get all the glory. And, Father, we give you all the praise tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. This concludes our program for the evening. We thank God for those who have listened tonight. We thank God for those who have shared through text. We thank God for those who have connected with us through the internet. And we just pray that the word continues to go forth. The Bible says that the grass withereth and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will stand forever. I just want to give glory to God and thank my sister in Christ who has co-labored with me on this program tonight, and my brother in Christ, Dr. Hunter, who has allowed us to just fellowship together under the auspices of K-Ask Radio. And I just glorify God that he continue to bring this radio station to another level to where others can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is what this is about. And I just want to say thank you, sister, again for you blessing me and blessing others through the sound of your voice and just through your passion for Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Amen.
And this concludes our program. Go right ahead if you have a few words.
I was just saying iron sharpens iron, and the more we do it, the better, the more God uses us to get the word out.
Amen. 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 Dr. Hunter?
Yes?
Do you have any last few words?
All I can say is amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All I can say is my heart is just full of joy. What
praise
God,
God
has done. Because I say this to you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, brother.
Amen.
And
the Lord bless you.
And
we'll see you on the other side. Let there be peace.
Peace.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
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 Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got so many lines, but a lot of people listen. But I want you to know we love you.
We love you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bye. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.